Hello, I'm Tom Hardy, and welcome to A Hardy Appetite. The nonviolent overthrow of Czechoslovakia's communist government in 1999 was called the Velvet Revolution. Growing up in St. Louis, the preferred ice cream of my youth was called Velvet Freeze, and the late crooner Mel Torme was called the Velvet Fog, or to those who weren't fans, the Velvet Frog. But to me, the most deserving object of the designation Velvet is red velvet cake, a rich relative of devil's food cake, only with a distinctive red color and frosted with white icing for contrast. Red velvet cake was all the rage years ago, but its popularity has faded since the 1970s amid safety concerns about the red food coloring in use back then to tint the cake. Perhaps it's time to bring red velvet cake back. Today's red food coloring is perfectly safe, and after all, the cake is a uniquely American invention. We'll probably never know who the first person was to create a red velvet cake. The recipe is what culinary professionals call a grassroots recipe, meaning it's the sort found frequently in community cookbooks rather than in cookbooks written by experts, and thus it's difficult to pin it down to a particular source. Nonetheless, there was a story making the rounds years ago that tied the cake to the Waldorf Astoria Hotel. Presumably, it was a specialty there, and when a diner who couldn't get enough of it asked for the recipe, she was promptly given it. Soon after, she received in the mail a bill for $100. Outraged at the charge, seeing red you might say, she circulated as many copies of the recipe as she could in an attempt to get even, and thus the cake, sometimes called Waldorf Astoria cake or $100 cake, spread far and wide. Frankly, the story sounds to me like one of those urban legends, so we'll probably never know just who created the red velvet cake, but I, for one, I'm tickled pink that someone did.